time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. I'm Trevor Hall.
And I'm Paul Harris.
Today is Tuesday, May 10th. Yesterday, gold continued its downward path with nearly $30 per ounce removed from Friday's settlement price. Similarly, silver was hammered for 2.5% or 55 cents. The Mining Stock Journal insists that the price action occurred in the gold and silver markets is confined to the paper derivatives markets on the COMEX and LBMA. In other words, other than coin dealer bullion sales to retail buyers, the selling driving down the prices is occurring 100% in the paper, gold, and silver markets. Hedge funds are selling anything not nailed down in their offices right now, and they do not own physical gold, just COMEX contracts primarily.
While silver has broken down technically, albeit it is now extremely oversold, gold is still above its 200-day moving average, currently at $1,836 per ounce. The newsletter has suggested that it's quite likely that the 200-day moving average will be stout support for gold. The mining stocks also have broken down completely, although as with silver, are extremely oversold technically. The Mining Stock Journal added that, as with paper, silver and gold, the mining stocks are selling off with the general stock market. We'll get to the news from the miners and explorers in a moment, but first a word about today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Rio2. Rio2 is advancing the Phoenix Gold Project in Chile, the largest undeveloped gold heap leach project in the Americas. Phoenix consists of 5 million ounces in the measured and indicated resource category and 1.4 million ounces in the inferred resource category. With a robust PFS in place, Phoenix is set up for fast-tracked construction and production. You can find a list of project and company information on their website, rio2.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Dore Copper Mining reported a preliminary economic assessment for the restart of the Chibougamau copper gold mining camp in Quebec, with a hub-and-spoke operation around the Rand Mill. The operation would produce 53 million pounds of copper equivalent for 10.5 years at an all-in sustaining cost of $2.24 per pound following an initial capital investment of $180.6 million Canadian, with production coming from the Corner Bay underground mine, Devlin Copper Deposit, and the former Joe Mann gold mine. Dore said the project would yield an after-tax net present value of $193 million Canadian at an 8% discount rate and a 22.1% internal rate of return using base case metal prices of $3.75 per pound copper and $18.20 per ounce gold. At spot metal prices, the project economics improved to an NPV of $303 million Canadian and just under 30% IRR. Dore plans to commence a feasibility study and submit permit applications with the provincial government. Dore Copper Mining trades on the TSXV under DCMC and on the OTCQX under DRCMF.
Atom Resources reported assay results from Phase 2 diamond drilling at its Rodrine gold exploration project in Egypt. Highlights included 88.6 meters, grading 5.76 grams per ton gold, 42 grams per ton silver, 0.31% copper and 2.4% zinc in hole 71, which included 9.9 meters grading 39.4 grams per ton gold, 262 grams per ton silver, 0.84% copper and 3.55% zinc, the best intersection yet at the project. 35 holes have been completed at Rodrine for 3,860 meters. The company said that the identification of high-grade, primary, sulfide-rich, altered sediment-hosted mineralization at depths indicates the potential for Rodrine to become a really significant-sized project deposit. Atom Resources trades on the TSXV under AAN.
K Cassiar Gold announced a new mineral resource estimate for the Taurus deposit at its Cassiar Gold property in northern British Columbia. The inferred resource is now 37.9 million tons, grading 1.14 grams per ton gold for 1.39 million ounces. The company said 45% of the ounces occur within 50 meters of surface, 76% within 100 meters, and 90% within 150 meters. It said eastern areas of the deposit near the historical Taurus underground mine were excluded as mining shapes could not be accurately recreated in 3D due to lack of survey constraints. The company now hopes to close a 10 million Canadian financing, bought deal financing. Cassiar Gold trades on the TSXV under GLDC and on the OTCQX with CGLCF.
Banyan Gold shared results from the first 9 diamond drill holes completed in the company's 2022 exploration program at the Powerline deposit located on the company's Ormac property in Yukon, Canada. Results included 32.1 metres grading 0.78 grams per tonne gold from surface and 34.8 metres grading 1.07 grams per tonne gold also from surface. Banyan initiated its 2022 exploration program in January and currently has 3 drills operating. 75 drill holes and over 17,000 metres of drilling have been completed to date, which together have expanded the mineralisation around the Powerline zone by over 600 metres to the east and 1,000 metres west from 2021 drilling. Banyan Gold trades on the TSXV under BYN and on the OTCQB under BYAGF.
Probe Metals provided the initial results from the 2022 drill program at its Val-d'Or East Monique property in Quebec. Results from 28 holes returned gold intercepts within and surrounding the conceptual pits from the 2021 preliminary economic assessment. Drilling in the Monique gold zones continues to expand along strike and depth with a highlight of 16.4 meters, grading 6 grams per ton gold. Probe said almost half of the 150,000-meter program completed in the first 4 months of the year, with results from over 165 holes drilled since the beginning of the year at Monique are still pending. Probe Metals trades on the TSXV under PRB and on the OTCQB under PROBF.
Fireweed Zinc announced the acquisition of the Gaynor River Zinc Project in Northwest Territories in Canada. The Gaynor River Project contains the critical metals zinc, gallium and germanium, in addition to lead and silver. The project comes with 28,000 metres of historical drilling by Rio Tinto, which outlined large tonnage exploration targets. The historical drilling intersected many zinc-rich intervals, such as 21.3 metres grading 8.14% zinc and 12.2 metres grading 6.65% zinc, which included 6.1 metres of 11.25% zinc. Recent academic studies indicate potential for very high-grade massive sulfide targets, which were not recognised by previous project owners. Fireweed Zinc trades on the TSXV under FWZ and on the OTCQB under FWEDF.
And finally, Arizona Sonoran Copper announced it has added 3 new names to their operations team. Dan Johnson, project manager, and John Peterson, senior environmental professional, are well-known and well-respected individuals with long careers in the Arizona mining industry, while Kevin Canario, director of finance, has been a key member of mining finance teams as both an auditor and CFO. The company said these new positions are the first of several to set themselves up for the effective evolution of the Cactus Mine through the technical studies and towards the project financing post-construction decision. Arizona Sonoran Copper trades on the TSX with ASCU. And that's a wrap here this morning on the news briefing. We do have some market commentary and corporate updates slated for later today, so we do look forward to airing those, so stay tuned. That concludes today's morning briefing. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and investment research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.